brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is the highest level alert we have ever issued in my 13-plus years in broadcast. This is the highest emergency alert. The threat to the Republic, the globalists have seized control of the nation. They're bankrupting it. NORTHCOM is openly saying they're preparing for massive gun confiscation, open FEMA camps, million-man domestic army, spy forces, everything. And it is being reported in the Daily Times Herald in Carroll, Iowa. And I'll tell you why this is so important and so different from other operations. I'm going to start reading now. Guardsmen to conduct, and remember, they're not guardsmen now. They've been federalized under NORTHCOM. So federal troops to conduct urban training at Arcadia in April. Listen carefully. The Carroll National Guard unit will train on urban military operations by holding a four-day exercise at Arcadia. The purpose of the April 2nd to 5th drill will be to gather intelligence, then search and apprehend a suspected weapons dealer, according to Sergeant Mike Knotts, Readiness NCO for Alpha Company. Now, remember, in my film Road to Tyranny, I have a Marine Corps officer. He showed me all the documents, who secretly was doing raids on gun dealers with the police in Virginia, in Norfolk, in the late 80s. So this has been a covert plan. And they go on in the article to admit this is because of today's political climate in the U.S. This, they're not even saying this is for overseas now. See, when I would videotape the Marines and Army doing this in the late 90s in Hebron, Maryland, and North Carolina, and Alabama, and Texas, and California, they would say to the media, it'd be on CNN that night in the hotel room, oh, training for Bosnia and Iraq in the future. And then you would go to the drill and it'd be for America. Now they're just admitting it. Troops will spend Thursday, April 2nd, staging at a forward operations base in Carroll. By the way, I'm going to Iowa. The next day, company leaders will conduct reconnaissance and begin patrolling the streets of Arcadia to identify possible locations of the weapons dealer. Now get ready for this. The primary phase will be done Saturday, April 4th, when convoys will be deployed. That's for Roundup. From Carroll to Arcadia. Pictures of the arms dealer will be shown in Arcadia, and soldiers will go door-to-door asking if residents have seen the suspect. So, see, they claim it's a drill, but they're going to go to real people's houses. And then it says they're going to ask them about their guns. I mean, this is it, folks. And they're going to spend 40, first it was 5, then 10, now 40-something billion, quote, for the image of the military in the U.S. media and foreign media. I mean, folks, it's 40-something billion, just brainwashing everywhere. They're making a move. This happens in third world countries all the time. It's a military coup, and they've got to acclimate us to accept it. Soldiers will knock only in households that have agreed to participate in the drill, not said. I've been to the other drills, and I've got it on video in Police State 2, the takeover, where locals said, yeah, they came to our door and told us not to talk to you, that you're crazy. Once credible intelligence has been gathered, said Knotts, portions of the town will be roadblocked. Did you hear that? And in more in-depth searches of homes and vehicles will be conducted in accordance with the residents' wishes. This is like knock and talk, where the cops come and say, knock, knock, I want to come in and just look if you have any illegal guns in Dallas, in Phoenix. This is already going on. One of the techniques we use in today's political environment, did you hear that? This is for America. Is cordon and knock, Knotts explained. We ask for the head of the household, get permission to search, then have them open doors and cupboards. This needs to be canceled right now. Call the governor. Call that town. I don't want to have to go up there. And we've gotten them canceled in other towns. Cancel this treason. The homeowner maintains control. Listen to that psyop. The homeowner maintains control. We just come and knock and ask to search. We peer over their shoulder, and the soldier uses the homeowner's body language and position to protect him. During the phase of the operation, troops will interact with residents and media while implementing crowd control measures and possibly treating and evacuating injured persons. The unit will use a Black Hawk helicopter from overhead command and control to simulate medevacs. The drill will culminate in the apprehension of the suspected arms dealer. Like having guns in America is illegal. We'll continue on the other side.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
NORTHCOM has announced 20,000 troops, a new civilian, 1 million man army. The army's now publicly launched the operation. They are going to start PR campaigns, already have, at drunk driving checkpoints for citizens, showing up with medevacs at car wrecks for PR purposes, to acclimate the police, the military, the general public, to prepare for total martial law all over the country. They're doing gun confiscation drills. It's just they admit this in the article and admit that it's for the United States. And they're going door to door to people asking if they can search for guns. This is just incredible. It's in the Daily Times Herald. It's also in the Daily Times Herald and in the Dispatch. I want to bring up Bob Chapman, who's had one of the largest financial newsletters in the world, one of the largest private silver and gold brokers, also military intelligence during the Cold War in Europe, and lived in South Africa and all over the planet. He's left the United States because of all the things that are happening, and he helped fund and get the book out, None Dare Call a Conspiracy in the 70s, by Gary Allen. That had such a big effect on the 5 million copies in print. Bob, I mean, they are really doing it. But the good news is I just had another state rep on who's got the bill through two readings. It's probably going to pass in Montana. Other states are passing it saying we're not going to allow your gun control in our state. 10th Amendment declaration. And when I talk to the state reps, sometimes two or three a day, they all go, we know about the FEMA camps. We know about PD 51. We know about John Warren Defense Authorization Act. We know everything. And this is high treason. The government's out to get you. We're basically ready for war. So the good news is the globalists have gone too far. And, you know, folks, because I'll put the face on it that's real. I'm not putting a good face on it like, oh, you know, we're really rising. We are. It's the truth, but so is the enemy. Bob Chapman.
You know, if it wasn't for programs like this, people wouldn't know, especially legislators. And it's a great move in the right direction. I'm stunned by the alacrity of this move. It just happened, really, at least in field of vision, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, although I'm sure that a lot of planning has gone in over the last perhaps year or two. But there are people who are waking up, and fortunately, in state legislatures. And so, what is it, 26, 27 states that are proposing or have passed?
Yeah, it's up to 29 now.
29.
Texas.
Well, I've been away
and,
from you for a week. So.
No, Texas and Minnesota just signed on the last 24 hours. Now, Bob, I see Brzezinski saying the New World Order is going to be threatened, this is a quote, by rioting, including the United States, as they learn what the bankers have done. You know, he's posing like he's a good guy. They want riots. That's in the IMF and World Bank documents that came out in 2002, that they love to implode economies, then cause rioting, then they have a pretext for martial law. They're doing this by design. I guess they want the public to know the military's going after our guns. I mean, I guess they want to go ahead and have a war start, and then Barack Obama's going to play Abraham Lincoln crushing the states.
Well, I think they're going to have a hard time crushing the states because there's an awful lot of people in the military who are not going to go along with this, and there's an awful lot of people out there who are very heavily armed who are not going to go along with it either. So it's not going to be easy for them to affect such a thing. But as you say, the best thing to do is try to avoid any conflict as long as possible.
Well, also, we need to expose these drills and get them canceled like we had in a few towns. And they went after a mayor, I forget what, was it in Michigan, who they were going to do urban warfare takeover drills there. And he said, look, it scares people. This is for martial law. This is for calling him a commie and things on the news. I mean, I'm going to give the numbers out later. We've got to call these police chiefs, these military people, and say, look, just like we did with the Marines running checkpoints in California, you know, deep in the state. And then they said, okay, we're going to cancel it, but then they went ahead and did it anyways. This is treason.
Yeah, and incidentally, this sort of thing is going on in a lot of countries. You know, it's they're doing it in Colombia and in Argentina, Venezuela, Bolivia. Of course, there's different reasons in different places for it happening. In Mexico, of course, Mexico's had problems as of late. They've had a conflict going between government and the narcotics traffickers. But, you know, the presence of troops in the streets, for various reasons, are appearing in many countries.
Well, they're imploding the economy by design. And, you know, I just imagine the yuppies, Bob, who still think we're conspiracy theorists and just deny everything and even think the economy's wonderful. What are they going to do? Because tyranny is always about bankrupting the majority of people and enslaving folks. What are all the bootlickers going to do when they find out they weren't special little protected creatures and that they're going to have their financial, at least, guts stomped out?
Well, I think they'll probably be happy because they'll probably be at one of the major internment camps, which I was told yesterday by somebody on the inside that there's 6 major camps, and these are big ones.
Well, no, that was in the bill. That was in the bill that they've introduced. They've already built them. Yeah, there's 6 major ones with over 100 subcamps. So, yes, that's right.
Yeah, and in fact, the information I got was out of Fort Bragg. And it ties in with, I got a call on another program from a lady whose husband is a field grade officer. And she said, I went up to the commissary this morning, and what happened was that there were 8 of these giant trailers there unloading freeze-dried and dehydrated foods.
Well, we've confirmed that power plants, all part of infrastructure protection, are hoarding storable food, ammo, weapons. It's all now public under the InfraGuard system. 25,000 executives have a semi-automatic issued FBI rifles and handguns and have license to kill orders, list of people given to them inside their companies.
Well, it's believable, and it's happening, and that, you know, all we can do is inform everybody and hope that the state legislatures act.
Well, can you imagine if they actually try to have executives playing the part of 007 go kill people in their company? I mean, that was in the news. It came out. I mean, this is a total criminal takeover. Can you imagine these idiot executives on power trips with their little InfraGuard pass and their little submachine gun in their drawer, just thinking about who they're going to kill?
It's unbelievable, but it's believable because it's happening.
Well, this is just what Israel and the globalists in the U.S. are doing. When Israel announced in the London Telegraph and Haaretz Monday, they said, we are going to stage terror attacks in Iran, shoot people, attack police stations, and try to destabilize the country. That's all they're gearing up for here. And you know they're going to stage attacks on police and military and blame it on us, Bob.
You know, you're really up on this stuff. You know, this is not appearing anyplace else. Did you know that?
Well, I've just been studying them like you, Bob.
Yeah, but your information is just so current and so in-depth. I just, my hat is off to you. I don't know how you do it.
Well,
I'm coming up behind you.
Well, no, Bob, it's just that when you know they're building camps and they're doing all this, and you know, you're an expert on financial stuff and in a lot of other areas in security. I've just learned about the military making payoffs in the late 90s to city officials all over Texas and found out it was true, and they had people call me a conspiracy theorist. So I just ran into this. You know, you run into something, and then over 12, 13 years, you learn about it. It's just so sick, Bob.
I know, and you know, the same thing is happening in the financial world. My goodness gracious, we've got one scandal after another, and there's going to be hundreds of them. You know, I saw today that the FBI is working on, 3,500 cases that are tied to the collapse in the stock market, which incidentally, today is hitting new lows, and gold has gone over $1,000 an ounce. And I'm sure glad, Alex, that on your program that you had Ted and so many more people were able to buy coins at cheaper prices. I come up with something this morning on the banking system, and this is a real Lollapalooza. The administration is going to jumpstart a program whereby they're going to give over $1 trillion, probably about 1.9, almost $2 trillion, to hedge funds so that they can lend the money to banks, so that banks can lend to people. Of course, the banks have lots of money sitting on their balance sheet. Most of it sitting with the Fed making interest, and they're not lending it because they want to keep it, you know, a strong balance sheet. But, you know, this is absolute madness.
And then what they do is the hedge funds go out and buy real assets, which they're doing, and that's why they won't say where the money's going. I mean, this is open criminal looting of everything with the army standing by and training to take our guns. I mean, I just want to slap these yuppies upside the head that call us conspiracy theorists. I am so sick of these cowardly people, Bob, because of them standing down, they allowed this to happen.
Well, you know, we're only dealing with facts. It's as simple as that. We don't make this stuff up every morning, and, you know, on all fronts, so to speak. I mean, there's so much going on, it's incredible. You know, normally my publication's 20 or 25 pages. It's gotten to 45, 50 pages twice a week. I mean, I can't cover it all. I mean, in this issue coming out tomorrow, never mind all those pages, I've got about 15 or 20 links to really giant articles, including stuff from InfoWars, of course. And, you know, because I can't write that much that fast, and their research is good, so I put them in. But it's coming at us from all angles.
They're making their move right now, Bob.
They certainly are. They certainly
Bob,
are. And I don't know how long it's going to take them to wrap it up.
Well, when we come back after the break, I'm sure you saw Time Magazine's article titled The New World Order last week, and it said that a new, quote, bank of the world will rule the United States and knock our heads, and that we will pay taxes to a private bank that will rule us. I mean, just the total New World Order in your face, and now they're announcing Geithner and Gordon Brown and Obama. They're doing it right now, Bob.
Sure
I mean,
are.
And then these idiots. These idiots tell us we're making it up when you're all being robbed right now forever.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Nothing matters but liberty. They could steal all our money tomorrow. If we had liberty, we could rebuild it. But if they take liberty, doesn't matter if we're like South Africa or Mexico. South Africa's conservatively got 10 times the resources we have. Mexico, 3 times. But we had some liberty. We weren't perfect. But at least we had private property rights, Second Amendment. It exploded. But when they bring in control, you collapse like Mexico or North Korea. And I can just feel my ancestors and everything that's happened in this country and going back to Europe and all the tyranny there and people worldwide, all of your ancestors went through tyranny and people fought so hard to have any liberty. And it's all being stolen by a degenerate group of bankers. Bob Chapman, you know, you and many other experts have been saying depression within 2 to 3 years, a year ago. Now most people are revising it, saying it's accelerating. You've done that as well. I don't fault you for wanting to, you know, be conservative about it. They're hyping riots everywhere like they want them to happen. We know it's in their manuals. I mean, how transparent is this? If I went on there and started talking about riots every day and you know, how people basically need to have riots like Brzezinski did, I would get in trouble. This guy, you know, they're definitely out there introducing this idea.
Well, I think they certainly are. And they're going to continue to push it. You know, they've got the major media and they'll have their programs on it and it'll be in the news. And we'll just have to do our best to countermand what they're doing and let the people know this is what they're up to. And don't go for the bait. You know, don't shoot unless shot at.
And well, bottom line, this is to condition the military, the police, and the locals everywhere they do this.
Well, the police have been worked upon for the last several years in particular on this. And so it's nothing new to them. And I think most of them don't like it, but there's not much they can do about it without losing their jobs. And so that's the predicament that they're in. And I don't think that they want to go with the government, because if they do, they're going to have a serious problem. Because, this business of rioting and demonstrations, if they want to have it, it's going to be unavoidable. And they'll have it if they want it. And it won't be a reaction from the public. It'll be something they plan, like, you know, a false flag operation or a black ops operation. And it could happen easily. And so by telling people what they're up to, at least people will be prepared for the possibility that the government might do something like this.
Let me read a quote by Sir Joseph Stamp, director of the Bank of England, the private bank appointed in 1928. Banking was conceived in iniquity and was born in sin. The bankers own the earth. Take it away from them, but leave them the power to create money, and with the flick of a pen, they will create enough deposits to buy it back again. However, take it away from them, and all the great fortunes like mine will disappear, and they ought to disappear, for this would be a happier and better world to live in. But if you wish to remain the slaves of bankers and pay the cost of your own slavery, let them constitute to create money. Sir Joseph Stamp, director of the Bank of England, 1928. When he was appointed, he wrote this after he left. And this is on record. You know, this is a documented quote. Folks, they just create fake money and buy everything, and then they plunge economies so they can get your physical assets. I mean, Bob, people need to understand. I want you to put it in your own words. There is nothing we can do but resist this. They will give us no quarter. They will completely bankrupt us like people living in Bombay, India.
Well, there's no question about that, and there is plenty of historical data for people who want to go back and look at it. Now, this goes back in recorded history, as far as I can find, for 1,000 years. I mean, these people, and it's the same families who are at the nexus of all this, and they're the same ones who are doing it again. And, of course, each generation, they pick up another group of minions that they bring into the Royal Institute and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberger Group and so on. And there's, you know, always willing hands who want to be rich and famous, like our recent Mr. Stanford. I guess he's Sir. I wonder, is he a Lord? The
it's
man
sick.
That gets picked up?
It's totally
and
sick.
The Democrats are going to have to put up with a lot on this, and because evidently he was a big contributor in those circles. But, you know, you're going to see people on the periphery who are stealing with both hands, as you pointed out, and it comes from that whole financial spectrum. You know, everybody has their own little deal, and they capitalize on it.
Bob Chapman, let's talk a little bit more about the economy when we get back, and then I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to go more into the U.S. Army publicly training to confiscate your guns door to door and put you on the back of flatback trucks to take you to the FEMA camp with a bag on your head. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you will understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Chapman. I'm looking at the March 23rd, 1775. The war is inevitable, Patrick Henry speech. And I'm going to, you know, we've got all these guests on today. I've got to take time out to read the whole thing because in context, it's just beautiful. And I want Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson to post the war is inevitable full three-page speech by Patrick Henry, March 23rd, 1775 with Lexington and Concord. Are fleets and armies necessary to a work of love and reconciliation? That was the crown massing troops. Have we shown ourselves so unwilling to be reconciled that force must be called in to win back our love? He talks about the government kissing them and always saying it's for their own good while brutalizing people. I mean, folks, it's the same thing today. Bob Chapman, I think we're on the verge of the second American Revolution, and I don't say that with pleasure because I know it's going to be horrible, but the alternative of complete bondage is more horrible.
You're absolutely correct. And you either live in your knees or you get freedom through fighting or death, one or the other. And I've been telling people for the last 8 years exactly that this was going to happen. And it's happened, and I've been after thousands and thousands of radio shows, and I've told people, make sure you're heavily armed and have plenty of ammo and clips and food and a method of purifying water, because you may well need it. And it's come to that point where we may well need it. They are pushing very, very hard. I don't know exactly what their timetable is. I don't think anybody does, but it's getting closer and closer. Sometimes these sorts of things can roll out over a year or two. It's hard to tell. You know, when you see them, you think it's imminent, but sometimes it isn't. And we're getting warnings from people like Brzezinski, and I'm sure others will come, probably from Henry Kissinger and people like him. And that'll probably go on for a while, and then all of a sudden we'll have our event. And it might not even be triggered by government upon the people. It may well be triggered by groups within the country who are anti-U.S. that they know about, that they leave in place so that they can go out and do nasty things like that. And so we just don't know.
Well, take Israel. Netanyahu has now become the new prime minister of Israel, and he's saying he's going after Iran.
Well, Netanyahu is a Nazi. They have a fascist state in Israel, and it's to be expected. He's a former, well, probably still a CIA operative, and worked with the Mossad. So you can well expect that. And the people of Israel realize, but, you know, if that's what they want, that's what they want.
Well, it's just amazing. How bad do you think the economy is going to get in the next 6 months?
Well, I think we're looking at 22% unemployment, maybe a little higher. But I think I'm safe on the intermediate unemployment at 22%. Following year, it'll be over 30 if we're not, you know, running around killing people. And inflation's going to rear back up again starting in March of April. And because all the money that's being poured into the system, and that's why gold is over $1,000 today, and it's probably going to go considerably higher. And I take my hat off to the people who made the move and did buy gold and silver related assets. You know, 2 years ago, I said that I felt that in 2 years that the Dow Jones Industrial Average of 7,268 would be broken. And that was the low during 2003. And so that's considered a support level. It's trading at exactly that level right now. And that's when I announced that I thought the recession had begun, which was 2 years ago. And, of course, I also announced when the market was at its high a year and a half ago that everybody should get out of the regular stock market, with the exception of gold and silver shares, at 14,000. Where are we going? Next stop on the Dow is probably 6,000 to 6,600, somewhere in there. And then on the way down, it won't accelerate unless some pretty bad events happen, like we've just discussed. I mean, we start getting shooting going on. Any kind of something that looks like irregular warfare or revolution, the market could drop to 1,000. And so, you know, those of you who have monies in the market and regular stocks, life insurance policies, I know they're down anywhere between 20 and 40% already, we'll say 30, and they're going to get down another 30 or 40.
Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. Folks can check the site out and send you an email and get a free complimentary copy. It's just invaluable information, the internationalforecaster.com. Thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you, Alex. See you next week. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. There goes Bob Chapman. I've never had Ted, I don't think, on twice during one program. I'm only going to spend about 2 minutes with him. I wanted to get him back on because 45 minutes ago we had Ted on the show at the end of the last hour. And Ted talked about gold at $999 an ounce. It has gone well above 1,000. Ted's watching it. Ted, where is gold right now?
I just looked at it here just a second ago. It's sitting at 1,090. Been as high as 1,007 today. I got to tell you, I mean, the phones are blown off the hook right now. People trying to buy.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, it's good and bad is what it is, and it just means that the United States is in bigger trouble, and people are starting to realize it. And I was also digging through and looking for some stories too on what's going on in the stock market, and it's like a financial meltdown in New York City right now.
That's not good. What's the stock market at right now?
The current price right now on the Dow Jones Industrial Average is 76.63, so it's down 189 points. The big leaders, I think, are mostly the financial. Of course, according to what I'm seeing, is the banks. A big concern over the nationalization of the banks, which is people are selling due to that fact. So it's pretty tough market. I don't know. I mean, I look at this thing I'm not old enough to remember what happened in the Depression. But I've done a lot of study on what happened back then. I still have a few copies of those Oh Yeah books. And, you can just see all the dignitaries of the time talking about, you know, hold on to the stock, stay in the market, you know. And meanwhile, the thing just is crashing down.
They take their money out the back door. The stock market, the Dow's down 184 points, 0.47 to 7,466. And it's going down right now. The NASDAQ is down 22.66. The S&P 500 is down 20.59. And that's even with them, staging the market and going in with the plunge protection team. So, Ted, you're still through the weekend going to offer gold at the 870 level that you bought with it over $1,000 an ounce now.
Hey, Alex, I gave my word, and my word is my word. And here gold is up another $10 since the last time I said that. But
Ted,
yeah.
This is it's just insane. I just can't believe that you're offering gold at this price. And I can't imagine your competition must be cringing right now.
Well, I don't think there's anybody out there that'll take on this position. But I will hold all the way through Sunday. I mean, if you want your last chance to get in, I don't know how I can make it any better than this for you. It's not only just the gold. I mean, the silver has twice as much pressure because it went up as a percentage much higher. The silver position that I have is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And if you want something that's going to buy you the food and the groceries that you need in the future, this is the stuff that you're going to need. The gold is a fabulous buy. I mean, we have a few little other items that I left on the list as well. I don't even dare mention. There's like some $20 liberties and some $10 liberties and some U.S. Eagles I picked up a quantity of the Chinese panda here, about 100 grand worth. You know, that stuff is priced at, geez, I must have picked it up at 920. You know, and all this stuff that I've been accumulating, it doesn't make me, it sort of depresses me to see the markets moving the way that they're going. I mean, I've got two brothers that are unemployed right now that are in the construction business, and they don't know where their next, where the next meal's coming from hardly. You know, I mean, that's they're getting this unemployment benefit stuff and all that, but there's just way too much money being printed. And there's just too many bailouts that are coming from Washington, D.C. The entire world is looking at the United States melting apart. They're trying to get out of it. It's surprising to me that they still run the U.S. Treasuries. I still see the dollar climbing as the gold climbs. But I don't know. I mean, Bob probably can elaborate on this, but eventually that's going to break apart. Gold's going to go up and the dollar is just going to come tumbling down. That's when you start to see that inflation that Bob's describing. People are definitely fleeing or they're flying into quality assets. And one of the things they still view as quality is the U.S. government securities. But, I don't know how anybody in their right mind can think of it that way. The United States government is so broke right now. And they've, you know, these big bailouts are just going to drive, you know, it makes our credibility even.
This is the mass looting. Well, folks, I hope you call before it's all gone at this price. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming back on with
us. Yeah, thanks for having me up again, Alex.
You bet. We're going to now go ahead and go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, so engage that. And let me know when we are live with all the great folks out there. I want to simulcast that when we have our guest in studio, Craig Proudley and Sean Kasinger. We are live now at PrisonPlanet.tv. I don't normally just cut right in the middle of a segment, but I was impressed talking to these guys yesterday when they were here. They're the Conspiracy Hunters is the name of the show they're producing for Australian television. We also had Independent Film Channel here doing a profile on myself and our operation yesterday, so it was quite a circus. Had a lot of fun. Went downtown last night. Boy, it was 6th Street dead. We were down there to talk to folks about Obama and get their take on him. I've never seen, even during the middle of the day, 6th Street that dead. But I wanted to have these guys in here to talk about what it was like to have their guns, almost all of them, confiscated, and I guess single shots, highly regulated. Crocodile Dundee, the real guy that movie's based on, wouldn't turn his guns in, so they came out and surrounded his house and killed him. I remember reading that in the NRA magazine a long time ago. And now they're openly saying they're going to have, quote, Chinese net-style censorship where you can only visit a few thousand sites, basically. Canada's now announcing that. So you guys are under the crown. We were talking last night, and you said a lot of Australians say what you need is on a revolution like the United States happened. And I was talking to you guys. You were saying what I've heard from other Aussies is that the police, the military, everybody knows the government's corrupt and bad. Nobody likes the government. One of your guys was saying that if you have an anti-government bumper sticker, you don't get taken to jail or fined like you do here. The cop will probably buy you a beer, but you're not supposed to buck the system. So it's kind of like, oh, be polite, go along with it. So a strange psychology. But Aussies don't have a reputation of being gelded. So how did this happen to you guys over there? How is it now happening here in the United States? So I want to welcome Craig Proudley and, of course, Sean Kasinger here in studio with us. Guys, good to have you.
Real pleasure to be here, Alex.
Yeah, good to have you here. Sean grew up in the States, but then has lived in Australia a long time and is now getting married over there and, you know, went to school there. Craig, and tell me about the rest of your crew that's also here.
We're here shooting. We've been to Alberton, Georgia, San Jose, San Francisco. We've got a crew outside, so we're doing a show right across America in a very short period of time.
Absolutely. Folks can see my hands waving on screen as I'm saying, direct the camera a little bit over there, more on them. Anyways, got to make that point. Folks will think I'm doing secret codes or something. What is this? It's Masonic.
Actually, Alex, I'll jump in there. I'm American, as you can hear from my voice. I'm actually a Texan, but I've lived in Australia for about 10 years.
You picked up part of the accent.
Yeah, I know, and I've got some strange hybrid, which no one understands now. But the crew we brought over is all Australian, including Craig, and it's the first time they've been in America. So there's a real contrast between Australian culture, what they're used to in Australia, and now what they're running to in California, in Georgia, and now in Texas. It's quite interesting.
Absolutely. Let's get into the gun confiscation, the gun restriction, how you went from being just like the U.S. overnight to special licenses and things just to basically have a single shot, and now they're even trying to restrict those.
Well, Australia doesn't have a Bill of Rights, and we've never really had the right to bear arms. But the most significant case was a famous massacre with a gentleman called Martin Bryant. And after that incident, the Prime Minister at the time, John Howard, whose popularity was lagging, became very popular by actually going out in front of big gun lobby groups and actually calling for certain weapons, such as semi-automatic weapons, to be taken away from the Australian population. And large, huge amounts of people surrendered their firearms. So it's only just a few, it's a very small gun lobby now, and Australia, if there was tyranny, cannot defend itself.
Yeah. When I arrived in Australia in 98, it was at the very end of that, and it was very much a shift in culture was taking place. I mean, I had friends who were gun collectors, gunsmiths, people who lived down the bush, did a lot of hunting, and they were all complaining that, well, you know, it's over. We're handing in our guns. It's happening right now. And since 98, to even be someone who talks about gun ownership, you're basically looked at as a bit of a fool.
Well, they do that through mass mind control and peer pressure. But notice that was a green light for them. Now they're saying, we're going to ban protests and say it's terrorism, or that, or we're going to go ahead and restrict the web. And then now they're grabbing property. I mean, from what I've read, you live there. The government's just going wild.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone wants to find out about the actual massacre, if they actually Google the name Martin Bryant and conspiracy,
clearly staged.
There's a massive amount of information about how that was staged. So, but as far as Australia is concerned, the joke that we have on the road here, when we see something in America that we are not familiar with or we disagree with, we just say, "Well, the government should legislate it," because that's what happens down under.
I keep saying to these guys, Obama's going to fix it. Because that's often, you know, even in Australia, that's still the thinking. Oh, look, yeah, things have been rough, but it's going to get better now.
Well, last night they were going, Obama, we were asking folks down what they thought, and they said, Obama, you know, he had to lie and appoint nothing but lobbyists. Oh, he's got to stay in Iraq now. I mean, it's like they hate everything George Bush did, but suddenly because Obama's doing it, you know, he is setting up a police state. You know, he's not letting people read the bills. You know, he's doing all these things with special interest. But, you know, he is Obama, so we got to be part of the fad. And see, most people actually out there, you can tell, don't even really like him. But they felt like, well, I've got to say I like Obama. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with our guest from the land down under. A portend for what's coming here in the United States, unless we go absolutely ape now in the info war.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now listen, next hour, with our guest in studio from Australia, I'm going to open the phones up, but I only, and I rarely do this, and I'm going to hang up on you folks because I want to leave the phones open if you bring up some other issue. I want to hear from people that have been through urban warfare, gun confiscation drills, or in New Orleans and Louisiana with gun confiscation. They did it all over the state. Or who are in Iowa, where we know the National Guard's running checkpoints. Now they're doing this larger program. I specifically want to hear from you on that. And I had the phone numbers for the police and for city officials. But what I need, in fact, I have those. I need more numbers because I have the Public Affairs Office, the Chief of Staff, the Joint Forces Headquarters, the Armory at Camp Dodge, Johnson, Iowa. But I want the phone number for the two towns, the two cities where this is going on, in Arcadia and then in the other town. So I need you guys to give me the numbers for the town, the sheriff, the county's in, all of it. Do we have any luck getting any of these creatures on the air when you tried to call them? No, I know I have the phone number to the military. Can I have the number to the city? Yeah, that's what I need. Thank you. Guys, I mean, what do you think seeing this where the Army's going to go door-to-door and do gun confiscation drills and hang up pictures of U.S. citizens and run around with checkpoints in the town with just people there in the middle of it? I mean, that's obviously to acclimate them.
Just on this trip, Alex, we came from California. We went to Georgia. We're in Texas now. And, you know, in Georgia, people are talking about fighting. People are talking about resisting. There's all this sense of, you know, we know something's going on. In California, they're all very sleepy. Yeah, Obama's going to fix it. We need to trust the president. Let's give it some time. There's a real division from what I'm seeing.
I guess the scary thing is that when the military is used on the streets against the people, in Australia, there's some indigenous communities in the center, and there's been a lot of child sex issues. So what they did is they actually sent the military in to police the towns. Now, we see that as a precedent for something, a sign of things to come.
I remember seeing blurbs about that, but isn't it mainly the local governments that control the indigenous people that have been, like CPS has been grabbing their kids, and like with Native reservations here, a lot of them end up dying. I mean, I've seen those articles over the years, and you were telling me last night that now the military is policing.
Well, the numbers of indigenous Australians has dropped from, I'm not sure of the years, but something like 300,000 to 50,000. And like Canada, like Native Americans, which Sean can talk about, that's a big deal.
And it's really happening. I mean, it's you know, the same thing that we saw in Australia is now unfolding here. What do you guys think is going to happen as they try to go after guns? They've got the bills introduced to ban most guns, just like Australia. I mean, what's going to happen with this collision of people that aren't going to be slaves?
Alex, I've been saying this to these guys for years now. I mean, you come to Texas, you come to the U.S., and there's this history of resistance and skepticism to the government. Even the state of Texas has its own unique history about resistance and fighting off the federal government. In Australia, they didn't have a Revolutionary War. Australians did not fight for their independence.
It was a penal colony, so people are used to being prisoners, I guess.
Well, it was given to them. You know, their independence, in which they're not an entirely independent nation, by the way.
Yeah, back in the 70s, they were moved. The Prime Minister, when he wouldn't do what the Queen said. Just like they just did in Canada, but it was the opposite. He called the Queen's governor in when the Parliament said get out.
Yeah, well, and what I'm saying is in Texas and in the greater U.S., you have this psychology which is all about the Constitution, our rights, our skepticism towards the government. What I find as an American living in Australia is this is the exact opposite. People basically trust, and you know, they may not be skeptical of leaders, but by and large, they'll do what the government tells them to do.
And you mentioned the Whitlam dismissal. I mean, it's in public record that the Governor General was influenced by the British Crown, obviously, as the British Crown's representative by the CIA to dismiss the Australian Prime Minister. And this is 8 years after another Australian Prime Minister actually went swimming on a beach in Victoria and went missing, and his body's never been found.
Amazing. Total police state. We'll also give out your website when we come back as we start the third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.